Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
First week of January, and we all know what that means. Well, I absolutely certainly know what it means as a long-running super fan of the show. Dancing with the Stars is back, and it is so good to say that because we have missed it so much. The glitz, the glam, the feel-good energy. 6:30 this Sunday, RTE1, put it in your reminders. We have got that Glitterball trophy being polished as we speak, and I say that with a tear in my eye. I'm joined by two of the judges right now, multi-award winning dance professionals, Lorraine Barry and Brian Redmond. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guys, it is so good to have you on the phone with me. It's the fifth season and we've obviously missed a year of it. Lorraine, how has it been to have that year gone in the middle and finally be back?
Well, first of all, I'm delighted to be back. It's the best Christmas present and New Year's present I could ever ask for. And not just for me, selfishly, but for the whole of Ireland. I think everyone is just so excited because it's a show we all love and we missed it. And during that lockdown, I quite enjoyed the time off because I travel quite a lot. So I did enjoy the lockdown, but I'm so glad to be back.
And Brian, what about you?
Oh, listen, I'm back in. I've been waiting to, you know, give out to somebody for the last 2 years. I have so much to say over the next 12 weeks. I've been sitting on my hands and, you know, keeping my mouth shut for 2 years now. So I can't wait to get back. Absolutely looking forward to seeing those first six couples on Sunday night.
And Brian, it's obviously not just yourself and Lorraine. We've got a brand new judge this year.
We have Mr. Yeah. Arthur Garulian. It's a bit of a pronunciation on the second name, so I'm just going to call him Arthur for the next 12 weeks. But looking forward to working with Arthur. You know, it's great to have worked with Julian over the last four seasons. And, you know, I'll miss him on the show this year. But Arthur's going to be absolutely fantastic. And looking forward to seeing what he has to say.
Yeah, and Lorraine, obviously Arthur has a little bit of an insight already into the show. Because if people are unaware, he is Brian Dowling's husband.
Yes, he's been there through Brian's journey as well. And, of course, in his own right, he's a tremendous choreographer. So he knows what it takes to get out there and to do a performance, as do you, Lottie.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I didn't expect myself, especially 2 years later, to be so jealous of the new contestants.
But I can imagine.
Oh, I can't help it. It's just, if people watching, they can't possibly understand how attached people become to this show. It is just as uplifting as it is for people at home. I think for the contestants, it can be life-changing. And it's just such a wonderful, wonderful show for everyone involved. But what I'm wondering is, we obviously in the past couple of days have found out who all the contestants are. Brian, who are the ones, in your opinion, to watch this year?
I think it's going to be quite interesting. I mean, obviously, we've gone from having just 11 contestants in previous seasons to 12 contestants this year. So it's going to be even more difficult to lift that glitter ball. We've got the first six performing this Sunday night. And, you know, out of those six, you know, there's a couple in there I'd be interested to see. I mean, Neil Delamere, if you're looking for sort of a little bit of an outsider who might be in with a chance, he's dancing with Kylie Vincent this year. If he can move and entertain us, he might be in with a chance. But for me, the early front runner, looking at the little bits I've seen on Instagram, will come next week when I'm really looking forward to seeing what Ellen Kane can bring to the party.
Lorraine, would you agree?
Yes, I would. I think that the whole lineup is exciting because not only do we have our fresh new celebrities, we also have some new professionals with us. So that mix together really is, it's really exciting for all of us because we don't know how they're going to gel together. Now, you know yourself, you've got Pasquale there. You've been there, Lottie. You know how he works. He will want the best out of Nina. So there's lots of celebrities there, be it male and female. They have a lot to offer and it'll just be interesting how it all works with the pros and what they put on the floor.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good point. The professionals obviously expect as much as they can get out of their celebrities. But likewise, you know, a lot of these celebrities are Olympians. Some of them are, they're champions in their own right, in their own fields. And I think that makes for what's going to be an incredibly competitive series.
Very much so, because of course, they know what it's like. They want to win. so they know how much they have to put in it in order to win. So the drive and the passion will be there.
And Brian, do you think you can spot a winner early in the competition?
Well, actually, I was looking back at old clips over the last couple of years. I think in seasons 2 and 3, I think in season 2, I named the winner just before the season even started. And then I was looking, Lorraine actually on the Radar TV show a couple of seasons said that Jake and Karen were the early sort of front runners, and that was before it even kicked off. So, I mean, when you've got the level of experience that the judges have in terms of looking at dancers week in, out, day in, day out, you can generally get a little bit of a feel, but then there's always that added extra little bit of the public. You know, I wouldn't have thought that Father Ray would have went 8 or 9 weeks or whatever it was a couple of years ago. So who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, but you see, Father Ray has God on his side.
Yeah, there's been a few others have had power. God on their side as well. I think Marty Morrissey had God on his side a couple of years ago as well.
Do you know what a question I always get from people is that I can't answer because I'm not a judge or a professional. People are always saying to me, do you think anyone can learn to dance? Lorraine, what would you say when people ask that? Because so many people say, oh, I've no rhythm or I've no coordination.
The answer is absolutely yes. It depends if you're, it's the level you're looking for. So some people will aim too high, but everyone can dance. You just got to, you know, put one foot in front of the other, learn a little sequence and build on it. And I'm always interested when I see people saying, oh, I can't dance, I've got 2 left feet. They go, they start dancing and they slowly get into it. I think you have to have a little bit of patience as well. And I've seen lots of dancers who said they didn't want to dance, especially a husband and wife team. The husband's always, oh, the wife dragged me there. And then I've seen the husband fall in love with it. So I believe everyone can dance.
And what do you think, Brian?
Yeah, I think you sort of touched on it. Everybody can dance. It's a question of whether they can dance well. That's a different sort of question altogether. But the thing is, I mean, you know, Lorraine coaches very high-level competitors. And, you know, when you're dealing with high-level competitors, the enjoyment factor is still important, but it's not the most important thing. It's like an elite athlete. You know, you have to put the work in. But if you want to learn to dance purely for the enjoyment of it, then just go and do it. Even if you look terrible doing it, if you're having a bit of fun and getting a bit of exercise and meeting people, just get stuck in and go along with it.
And have either of you ever, like, because obviously watching the show, there's, from a contestant's point of view, the adrenaline and the nerves when you're going out to perform in front of you guys. Like, I can't speak for other contestants, but for myself, your focus is always on the judges and not, like, how many people are watching at home or sitting in the audience. I'd always be thinking about the judges. Do you guys ever get emotional watching people? Do you ever connect to a routine and just get, feel yourself being brought on a journey with the dancers?
Yeah,
well,
I think
me,
it happened.
Go ahead, Brian, go ahead.
No, I was going to actually go back to season one. I mean, I had a very unusual sort of thing happen to me in season one, which was actually watching Des Cal. One of the weeks he actually danced the Merino Waltz, the old John Sheehan piece. And it was, listen, it wasn't the best dance performance I've ever seen in my life, but it was just the connection of watching Des, and Des was absolutely loving it. And when I went to speak, I was like, I don't know what it was about that performance. So I think in certain weeks, different performances just connect with you on a particular level. And I'm sure it's the same for people at home watching as well.
And what about you, Lorraine?
Well, for me, it's always week one and week two, because I can just imagine what it's like, because you want to please the judges, you want to please your partner, you want to please your family, and you want to please yourself. So the first 2 weeks for me are always very emotional, because they're going out into something they've never done before. They're putting themselves out there and in front of a lot of people. So I'm very, very aware and sensitive to that. And then, of course, you'll just have those special weeks where that piece of music, that choreography, it just knits together and it's the performance of a lifetime.
And I think something that we can't, you know, it'd be remiss of me to not touch on it, that this year's show, it's going to be different. You know, we felt it in our final 2 years ago, and now we're in the thick of it, obviously. And for the professionals and the celebrities and for you guys and production and everybody involved to have gotten to a point where we're actually doing it. The show is going ahead. It's been made happen. It's a huge, huge team effort to make something like this happen. And it's going to be different, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very, very different. But I think the key thing is it's also going to be exactly the same. The safest place that those people are going to have is on that dance floor with their dance partner. You know, they'll be well more than 2 meters away from everybody else. And in terms of precautions, I mean, you know, my nose is going to be like the Port Tunnel by the time this is finished, because we're going to be antigen testing every day. I'm actually sitting here with an antigen test in front of me. Thankfully, it's clear. So I'm okay and good to go for today. But the production team and the production company, Shinna Will, along with the guidance and, you know, assistance of RTE, we are going to be in probably the safest place we could be in the country when we're on the show. And everybody's just got to look after themselves and one another. And please God, if that happens, we'll be able to entertain people right through the whole 12 weeks of this winter.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one thing that stands out for me personally is people, if they cast their minds back to 2 years ago when our semi-final became a final, Lorraine spoke to everybody as it became clear to, we were all out on set and it became clear that our semi-final was going to be a final. And Lorraine, I'll never forget Lorraine saying, because everybody was in shock. And she said, guys, come on, you know, you just have to get it together and we can do this. And, you know, I just thought, you know what, she's right, we can. You just have to pull your socks up and get on with it, don't you, Lorraine?
Absolutely. You have to seize the moment. And we could have been off air and we had that one opportunity to get out there and finish the show and get our champion. And that's why I did say that to everybody. And I know everyone was disappointed because they all had final dances if they'd had made that final. But you always have to seize the moment. And that's what we're doing now. And for the next 12 weeks, we're going to seize the moment, do the right thing. As Brian said, it's all there. And we've been doing it for the last nearly 2 years. So we have to just be vigilant. And that's what we're all doing. I'm here in Heathrow. I've got my test. I've got my ticket and I'm waiting for the gate to open and I'm boarding.
Guys, I can't tell you how excited I am. So it's 6:30 this Sunday, RTE1. Get your feather boas on and put the sequins on your shoes. It's Dancing with the Stars. Thank you so much, Brian and Lorraine.
Thanks, Lottie.
Thanks, Lottie.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.